Welcome back to Code Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back with you here as we wrap up our program here on this Monday evening. As joining us on the line here is the head boys basketball coach of the Roland Story Norseman, Darren Bergeron, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your team coming into this 2025-26 season, a team that is definitely high on returning on returners that played a lot of minutes and made a lot of meaningful contributions to your team a year ago, guys like Luke Thorson, Cody Long, and Eli Van Hove that stand out right away, Trevor Britton as well, that were either starters or played a lot of big minutes for your team a year ago. And when you look at the group you bring back from where they were a year ago, what are some things that you saw through the offseason and now through a week of practice that has stood out to you about what this team could be capable of this year?
Yeah, just really excited for this group. Like you said, a lot of experience coming back, so things are going, getting through things much quicker, you know, this preseason before we start games and our scrimmages here. Just being used to the system and things like that. And I think the biggest thing is just probably the growth they've made, not just in their skills and game, but just physically too, you know, from a sophomore to a junior. A lot of those kids have grown a couple inches, put on, you know, 15-20 pounds, and just look a lot different too.
And as we look elsewhere on the roster, definitely a couple names I'm looking for that really started to contribute towards the end of the year. A couple guys include Braden Wallace and Caden Burris, and somebody that wasn't even on the roster last year actually made a name for himself up here in Webster City. Gavin Griffith is someone that really came on strong at the end of last year for Webster City that has now moved in and is on the roster this year for your club. And those three in particular, from where they were a year ago to where they are now, what do you see for them in helping this this team come the start of the regular season after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no, they've been great. Just the growth they've made, and I think the biggest thing is just the confidence coming in and just knowing the speed of the game and kind of the expectations and things like that. They've just came with a lot of confidence. Like you said, they've had success in some other sports too, and just getting that taste of it last year, and they're just excited, got a great offseason for most of them, and then just Gavin, you know, moving in here right at the start of the school year has been a great addition, and just his length and athleticism, just really excited as he gets used to what we do here and in the system. I think he's going to have a big year for us too.
And I do want to talk about the ball handling. You know, last year, Cody Long, you know, not getting back until halfway through the season, but he had a really good second half of the year. Luke Thorson, I thought, as well as somebody that could split time as a primary ball handler, did a lot of really good things, especially once he got comfortable with the role after the first half of the season. Just those two in particular and the way their games evolved through the year last year and now to where they are now coming into Cody his senior year and Luke his junior year. What are those on the floor, what could those two, as people that both can trigger the offense, could be capable of from many different perspectives?
Yeah, well, Cody's just such a spark plug. You know, he plays at a really fast pace, and we're going to want to get up and down, and he's great at pushing the ball and putting pressure on the rim and finding the open guy, and just a menace on defense, you know, creating turnovers, which really gets us into our transition game too. And Luke's just a kid that can just score at all three levels. He can shoot it. He's got that mid-range game and then can get to the rim too. He's just a guy that's going to demand a lot of just double teams and help defense. And he's going to be able to find some open shooters because of that. And then some nights when they don't, he's going to have some big nights offensively too.
And as we take a look at the schedule here, I know you guys open up tonight with your home jamboree. You guys will face North Polk in that home jamboree before things really don't get fully rolling until after the Thanksgiving break, although you do have that Achieve Challenge scrimmage this upcoming weekend at Appleton Parkersburg. But you open up right away with a bit of a gauntlet with, you know, games against Grandview Christian and Nevada, the two top teams in the conference from a year ago. And then following that, a game with Perry and then South Hamilton and Greene County to kind of wrap up the first half of the season. So a conference-heavy schedule. When you look at the challenge of this opening schedule and the quality of the teams you'll be facing, you know, what are some things that you and the staff are looking for through this, you know, those first half of the year, and what are some things that you're excited about that this team might be able to do against some of this competition?
Yeah, you know, we'll find out where we're at right away. Like you said, we start off with, you know, the top two teams from last year in Grandview Christian and Nevada. We're excited with where we're at. You know, like you said, we've got North Polk tonight for Jamboree and then get to play Appley New Parkersburg on Saturday. You know, we kind of purposely did that just to see some pretty tough teams, some top-notch teams from around the area so that we're a little bit prepared coming into those two games. But, you know, our experience coming back, we feel really good about where we're at. And I don't think there's going to be anything that, you know, they haven't seen before at least. And hopefully those nerves are, you know, they're always going to be there those first couple times out, but just being through it before and coming off a great fall season too, I think that's really going to help us as we enter that first stretch of the season.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight at the Jamboree against North Polk.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Darren Berger, the head boys basketball coach, a rolling story here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Ottawa Webster City. That wraps up our program tonight here on 95.7 FM. We'll take you back to normal programming next.